This week, I had some unexpected guests for dinner. Just uninvited guests for dinner. Ants. I had a kitchen full of ants. And I do keep the place pretty neat, but there wasn't any food laying around, but there they all were, you know. And so, ants, frankly, ants give me the creeps, you know. At least these were only sugar ants. But I found them in the kitchen and the bathroom, and I just figured, you know, it's that time of year. This time of year, they all seem to come in. I'm told they're looking for water. Well, the water's outside, got yanked. I told them, the water ant. So we have an ant and bug spray service, and there's no extra charge to come out. So I said, here's where they are, and why don't you do something about this? They put some kind of an ant bomb under the house, and I had trouble sleeping in there that night. It was so full of fumes, you know. And so I got up the next morning and thought, well, that took care of that. Found a kitchen full of ants. So I got out a little ant motel, you know, and you cut the end of this off, and it's got sweet stuff in it, and they're attracted to it, and they'll take it home, and everyone will get poisoned at home, you know. So I put it on the counter, and they didn't look a bit interested, but I came back about 6 hours later, and they were very much eating this. And by the next morning, I had a stream of ants about an inch wide coming and going. And I got some advice. I wanted to just kill them all right there, but they said, no, don't do that, because they're bringing it back to the nest and it'll kill them. And, you know, as I watch this process, I find spiritual things in the oddest places, but I had a spiritual experience. And I invite you to look at your own world, because God speaks through these things. And I watch these ants. Obviously, they have a group intelligence, but they're also automatons. You know, they have instructions. And here they are going into this place with this poison sugar water, whatever it was. There must have been at least 200 dead ants in there. Now, if you went to a restaurant that smelled really good, and everyone who was eating at the booze was dead, would you eat there? Would you bring it back to your family? They did. Yes, they did. And, you know, yes, it's true. After the third day, it stopped, and I just cleaned the counter off, got rid of the trail, you know, that was there, and the smell of that trail. And that was the end of it, you know, for a couple weeks, and then the eggs will hatch and I'll start over again. But the thing is that how many of us are bringing home poison in our lives and we don't even realize it? And we see people dropping dead from this all the time, and yet here we are, you know, because we don't listen, we don't see the signs that God gives us. We like these ants. Oh, this is sweet. This won't hurt me. I'm going to bring it back to my family. And it's slowly poisoning us to death. And last week, of course, we had the new missile. So it co-opted what I was going to talk about. There were several interesting things that happened. One was Mr. Hagen, who was spared from the death penalty. That's one interesting thing. And then the other thing that I couldn't resist was Black Friday. Yeah, Black Friday. Somehow, the thought of all those cars at Woodburn Company stores lined up on the freeway, getting tickets, by the way, in the center lane, stopped in the center lane, reminded me of those ants. You know? I'm not saying that shopping is poison, but it can be. Everybody's rushing around, you know, trying to find something that you can't find in a store. There's nothing wrong with shopping. It's just that for some people in this country, that's where they worship on weekends. And they're looking for what they cannot find. Now, I hope that doesn't describe most of the people here. It's not a sin to have gotten up at midnight on Good Friday or even to work at 9. People that worked in retail on Thanksgiving, excuse me, but that's what
when you're in customer service, you end up working on holidays. I in the airline, I never had a holiday off, so I, and that was good preparation for this job too. When you're in retail, you work when everyone else doesn't. That's just the way it is. I don't feel too bad about that, but I do think that people are looking and looking for this deal. If only people got that excited about Christianity, yeah? But we think, oh, I've got lots of time. This is, I can't see what I'm getting here. It's all in the future. Well, it's not all in the future. God is giving us all kinds of insights as to how to live. If only we have the eyes to see and not to go after that easy stuff that's like poison. The Lord, through the second reading, we hear St. Peter saying what Jesus said to us at least five times in the last 2 months. He said, the day of the Lord will come like a thief. It's going to come when you're not expecting it. He's going to come and steal. And it's your life he's going to take. And the heavens are going to pass away with a mighty roar, and the elements are going to be dissolved by fire, and the earth and everything done on it will be found out. Now, worldly people will go along with that first part. There are people in this world that think the world is going to end in 2012 with some fireball from heaven or something, because the Mayans have it on a calendar that they wrote centuries and centuries ago. Yet they won't believe in the Bible. But when you throw out religion, superstition will be right there to raise its head, because we are spiritual beings. Everyone believes something, even if it's nothing. It's a belief system. We are by nature people who want more. And the Lord, through St. Peter, wants us to focus our attention on things that matter, things that last. Here in Advent, we're surrounded by people that don't know what Advent is all about. We take our cues from the ads that says Christmas begins before Thanksgiving and ends as soon as you open up the presents. This is not Christianity. It's fun. We all do it. We enjoy it. But it's not Christianity. Christianity is preparing for Advent by, what do you want me to give up for you, Lord? What is it that is poisoning me, that perhaps me or my family, what am I bringing home to them that perhaps I ought to change? It might be, we often think of food, for example, but it could be something like a bad habit of eating or drinking something we shouldn't, or pornography, for example. We think, nobody's hurt by this, and I'm slowly poisoning myself and my marriage and my family. Or an addiction that needs to be dealt with, and everyone's being poisoned, and the person that's carrying it in doesn't even realize it. My mouth is a lethal weapon, and everyone knows it but me. This is poisonous. It's lethal, and yet everyone's doing it at the water cooler. You know. And so St. Peter then, he doesn't end with this. He also says, if that isn't a good argument for you, the earth and everything done on it will be found out. I find this very exciting. You know, I am so anxious to hear what's been really going on in this world. I can't read the paper without thinking, I don't really know what's going on. You know, the stock market's up 500 points and it's down. This is happening. That's happening. I see people getting away with murder all over the place, especially in the financial industry these days. And I ask myself, where is the justice here? People that should be in prison are not. People that are in prison probably shouldn't be. And where is God? And I want him to come now and explain it all. And he's going to do that. But then he's going to come to my life and explain it all and reveal the whole thing. And I say, Lord, I'd like another day before you do that. So I'm two-faced. So what does St. Peter tell us to do for Advent? He says, since everything is going to end this way, what sort of person ought you to be? Maybe we ought to go home today and say, what kind of person am I becoming? What have I become? What sort of person does God want me to be for Advent? What is the one thing that he and I can do together, or we can do as a family, to get closer to God? And he goes on and says, conducting yourself in holiness and devotion, waiting for the day of God, even hastening the day of God. He will come before the end. If we want him to, he'll actually come and live within us. If we're not crowding him out with too many too many distractions. So since we await these things, let us be eager to be found without spot or blemish and be at peace with him. So Advent is a time then when we can not be like the ants who have no soul, but like the intelligent beings that we are, the eternal beings that God wishes us to be. Let us use his insight, his perspective from the world to come. He calls us and says to be something more, something different, something beyond those around us who unthinkingly live their lives with taking poison, bringing it home, not even realizing what they're doing. We ask God for a holy Advent. Amen.